Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. In the last few episodes, we've explored retreat, renewal, planting, and anchoring. Today's message is about what comes next. Learning to walk the path that isn't frantic on one side or frozen on the other. Today we declare the middle path is holy. The world loves extremes. You're told to hustle until you break or withdraw until you disappear. You're told you must either scream your truth or silence yourself completely. You're told to be either saint or sinner, rich or poor, good or bad, all or nothing. And here's the sting. Extremes are easier to sell. They get the headlines. They keep us divided. But extremes are rarely holy. The middle path, the path of balance, sovereignty, and alignment, is where power actually flows. I know this because I lived in the extremes. When I worked as the controller for a manufacturing company, I was already clocking 60-hour work weeks, sometimes more. It didn't matter if I was in the office or bringing work home. Work followed me everywhere. I'd get to the office around 9, even though I was supposed to be there by 8:30. But that morning time with my kids, that was sacred. I needed those few minutes of laughter and conversation in the car because I never knew what the rest of the day would bring. And most days, the day brought pressure, endless numbers, meetings stacked on top of meetings, deadlines and deliverables that seemed to multiply overnight. I'd leave the office at 7 or 7:30, still carrying files and financial statements, still convincing myself, if I just finish this one more thing, I'll feel caught up. That's what extremes sound like. Constant doing, constant proving, constant pushing. During the same season, I helped take that company public. From the outside, it looked like success. Polished, powerful, productive. But inside, my body was screaming for balance. And it did what bodies do when we don't listen. It forced me to stop. That's when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Now, as I shared before, I don't have multiple sclerosis. I had a body trying to tell me that truth I refused to hear. My diagnosis was my divine interruption. It was my physical self saying, you are living in the extremes. You are pushing beyond your alignment. You are holding too much. I see it now. It wasn't punishment. It was feedback. It was my soul begging for the middle path. And this isn't just my story. It's a pattern that repeats throughout time. Buddha, before enlightenment, he tried both extremes. First, indulgence, chasing every earthly desire. Then deprivation, starving, denying, punishing himself to prove holiness. Neither brought peace. Only when he sat beneath the Bodhi tree and chose balance, neither indulgence nor denial, did he awaken. That middle path became the way of wisdom. Aristotle, the philosopher who shaped much of Western thought, taught the golden mean. He said every virtue exists between two vices. Courage, for instance, lives between cowardice and recklessness. Generosity sits between stinginess and waste. Even reason, he said, requires moderation. For Aristotle, balance wasn't weakness. It was strength perfected. Sojourner Truth, born into slavery, she became one of the most powerful abolitionists and women's rights activists of her time. Surrounded by hatred on one side and fear on the other, she refused to mirror either extreme. Her truth was steady, rooted, unmovable. When she stood and declared, "Ain't I a woman?" she wasn't shouting to prove worth. She was embodying it. She walked the middle path between rage and resignation, grounded in divine truth. These stories remind us, every time the world pulls you to the edges, Spirit invites you back to the center. Because here's the sacred rebuke. If you live in the extremes long enough, your body, your mind, and your spirit will collapse under the weight of imbalance. The world may celebrate your hustle, but spirit will always call you back to holiness. And holiness is balance. The middle is not compromise. The middle is holy ground. Ecclesiastes 3 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance." Notice the balance. God didn't design a world of only light or only dark. There are cycles, rhythms, divine contrasts. Because holiness is found in flow, not in fixation. Extremes break you. Balance blesses you. Genesis reminds us that even God worked in rhythm. 6 days of creating and then rest. Not collapse, not burnout, not exhaustion. Rest. Creation itself began with balance. Evening and morning, land and sea, heaven and earth. If God built balance into the structure of the universe, why do we think we can live out of rhythm and still call it holy? Proverbs 4:27 says, "Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." That's not just a warning against sin. It's instruction for stability. Don't swing from one extreme to the other. Walk the path of wisdom. Keep your step centered. Even Jesus modeled balance. He ministered to crowds by day, but withdrew to the mountains by night. He healed and taught, but also he slept and prayed. He was not addicted to productivity. He was devoted to purpose, and purpose always moves in rhythm. Here's the sacred rebuke. Holiness isn't found in the noise of the extremes. It's found in the rhythm of creation itself. God built balance into the blueprint. The sun rises and sets. The tide comes in and goes out. Life breathes in and exhales. The middle path is holy, because it's the only path that mirrors the design of heaven. Metaphysically, the middle path is alignment in motion. It is the vibration of harmony where energy flows cleanly without resistance or distortion. Extremes are noise. The middle is music. When you swing from one extreme to the other, all action and no rest, all giving and no receiving, all control and no surrender, you create static in your field. That static scrambles your signal to source. It's why you can work hard, pray hard, do all the right things, and still feel like your results don't match your effort. Because manifestation doesn't respond to effort. It responds to frequency. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. But he also taught that imagination must be steady, not desperate or divided. When your inner state wavers between faith and fear, desire and doubt, you keep uprooting what you planted. The middle path is sustained assumption, that quiet, unwavering knowing that what you have imagined is already so. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "There is a place you are to feel and no one else can feel. Something you are to do which no one else can do. That place, that something, lives in balance. If you're too far in striving, you miss divine timing. If you are too deep in waiting, you miss divine momentum. But when you walk the middle path, you live in right timing. The flow opens." Abraham Hicks often says, "When you stop pushing against what you don't want, what you do want flows in." That's the middle path, where resistance drops away and receiving begins. Balance is not about doing half of everything. It's about wholeness in everything. It's standing in the center of opposites, allowing both ends of the spectrum to inform you without ruling you. It's living as both creator and receiver, both teacher and student, both powerful and peaceful. Here's the sacred rebuke. Extremes are ego. Balance is spirit. Extremes seek control. Balance allows co-creation. Extremes produce dissonance. Balance produces resonance, and resonance is where miracles happen. When you live in resonance, your energy hums with divine rhythm. You begin to notice that subtle symmetry of your days. Work that replenishes instead of drains. Relationships that exchange instead of extract. Prayer that feels instead of pleads. That's the middle path made manifest. And when your vibration holds that steady tone, life harmonizes around you. The chaos quiets. The storm slows. The way becomes clear. The middle path is not mediocrity. It is mastery. It is heaven's frequency. Now take a deep breath, slow and steady. Place your hand over your heart and feel it beating in rhythm, not rushing, not hesitating. That rhythm is divine balance. Let that awareness lead your writing. Number one, where in my life am I living in extremes? Am I working too much or resting too little? Overgiving in relationships but under receiving support? Saying yes out of obligation when spirit is whispering no? Number two, what story have I been telling myself about the extremes? Do I believe that rest means laziness? Do I think constant movement proves worth? Where did I learn that suffering equals success? Number three, what has living in the extremes cost me? Physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. What has my body, my intuition, or my peace been trying to tell me? Number four, Where have I already tasted balance, even for a moment? A morning that flowed with ease? A conversation where I listened and spoke with equal grace? A day that ended without guilt for resting? How did that feel in my body, and how can I recreate it? Number 5, what does the middle path look like in this season of my life? In my work, where is the sweet spot between effort and ease? In my relationships, where's the sacred boundary between serving and self-abandonment? In my health, what rhythms honor my energy instead of depleting it? Number 6, how can I honor rhythm as a form of worship? How can I mirror the divine pattern of work and rest, of speaking and listening, of creating and receiving? Number 7, what daily practice can bring me back to center when I drift? Breathwork, journaling, silence, prayer, walking, stretching, gratitude, sacred music. What one anchor will remind me the middle path is holy and I belong here? Here's the truth. The middle path isn't the easy way. It's the real way. The world will always try to pull you toward the edges, faster, louder, harder, because extremes sail and balance rarely trends. But spirit doesn't live at the edges. Spirit lives in the rhythm. Spirit breathes in balance. When you live in the middle, you don't swing like a pendulum between burnout and breakdown. You move like a river, steady, flowing, full. You stop chasing highs and fearing lows. You stop proving and start being. Extremes burn you out. The middle fills you up. Extremes divide. The middle unites. Extremes are noise. The middle is knowing. Think of creation itself. Day and night, work and rest, tides rising and receding. Even your breath, inhale, exhale, exists in perfect balance. You were never meant to live out of rhythm with the divine pulse that sustains everything. Here's the sacred rebuke. Extremes are the counterfeit of excellence. They promise more but deliver depletion. The middle path is not half of anything. It is wholeness in everything. When I finally stepped out of the extremes that once defined me, the endless work, the unspoken exhaustion, the striving for approval, I realized something sacred. Holiness has always been balance. When I honor rhythm, I honor God. When I rest, I worship. When I breathe, I remember. So say it with me now. The middle path is holy. The middle path is whole. The middle path is mine. And this is why I know who I play for. Because I know I can move in rhythm with creation. I can walk in balance and overflow. I can live in alignment and still prosper in peace. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, stay rich, in rhythm, in wisdom, and in the holiness of the middle path. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.